Who?
I'm not refreshing shit, not wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Napier. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, not the greatest podcast on the internet. However, we plan to stay around long enough that all the other podcasts give up and go away. Therefore, we win by default.
Excellent.
That's the plan.
I like that plan. Your cat is touching my ass.
You don't like it?
No, it's really fucking creepy.
I kind of taught him that. That's like a thing that...
Ah! Hey!
I was like, hey, guy.
No.
This is what needs to go on. So, the only reason that I'm actually playing right now is I'm waiting for all of my Candy Crush games to come back. Because you can only play a couple, and then you have to wait a while before you can play again. And there's a little heart that cries and says you can't play anymore until you wait like a half hour.
This is why I don't play Facebook games. Why?
Well, it's consumed my life. It's all I do anymore.
Why don't you make a farm and play Farmville?
I play it on my phone until all of my lives run out, and then I installed it on my iPad so that I can play it. I have a ton of e-books on my... And let me tell you, this game is the gayest game on the face of the planet. There's guys, and they have candy, and like there's little girls that really like the candy, and then they say, "Ooh, delicious," and stuff like that. And it's candy. It's Candyland, only it's a game. It's so gay, but I can't stop. I can't stop. And when the little heart comes up that cries, I cry. Because I know I have to wait a while before I can play more Candy Crush. I'm jonesing right now. I wrote down a bunch of stuff.
But you want to play your Candy Crush.
But I don't want to do show prep. I want to play Candy Crush.
Candy Crush can be show prep.
How do I stop? How do I...
You uninstall it from your device. And then you stop.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. I think I have to continue to play.
So what is so addicting
about this? Do you eventually
get
to the end? Is there an end to Candy Crush? Maybe when I beat the game, I will be the candy champion.
Seriously, never a winner.
I would rather you walk in and find me masturbating to gay porn than admit this to you. I really would, that I'm obsessed with this gay game. But I am. I can't stop. I need help. I need a Candy Crush intervention.
Play Robot Unicorn Attack. It'll get you... It won't be all the way away from gay, but it'll be a little away from gay. And then you can ease yourself back into straight games like fucking Worms.
I want to be the candy champion. I want there to be no better Candy Crush player than me.
How do you figure that out?
I don't know. Is there like a leaderboard that I can aspire to be on?
I don't know. I don't play gay games, so I can't tell you what your gay game
is. Put this game on your phone, Napier. I'm serious. You download this game, and you too will not be able to stop.
Is it free?
It is free.
Oh, well, maybe.
And then the little heart comes up, and it's sad.
Can I play it on my tablet, or do I have to play it on my phone? Because my phone kind of sucks for that.
I'm jonesing right now, man. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well, let's talk about something else.
Okay, what's going on?
What's going on with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pissed off.
You had a lengthy post about the Xbox last night.
Yeah, I'm pissed off that they're trying to do...
Yes, Dan, it is exactly like Bejeweled. It basically is Bejeweled.
Why don't you just play Bejeweled?
Because this is better.
How is it better?
I can't tell you. You were talking about the Xbox. I'm sorry. I was just responding to the chat room.
So with the new Xbox, in order to play your game properly, you have to install it onto your Xbox. And that means that you have to put in a little CD key, like it's a goddamn computer game.
Oh, I hated those.
And when you want to sell it...
And some of them are case sensitive and some of them aren't.
Yes. I assume that will be...
And you don't know whether or not you have to put the dashes or not?
No, you never have to put the dashes.
Sometimes you do.
I've never had to put the dashes.
Okay.
So, in order to sell your game to GameStop or give it to a friend, you have to get a license key for that game.
Which you have to pay for, I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah, you have to pay for it. And these goddamn shitbag game developers, they're responsible for all this shit. They have this sense of entitlement that I honestly can't see happening in any other industry. Like Ford. Ford's not going to try to charge you money if you buy a used Ford.
Why not?
Because you gave your money to Ford. Somebody gave money to Ford. They sell you the system,
and then what? They have to keep getting money out of you.
Oh, of course.
That's how you do it. You don't just sell the hardware and then hope more people buy the hardware.
Well, that's
no, you got to keep fucking people. That's the way of the world, man.
Well, if you want to play your games with other people, you have to get the Xbox Live subscription. Which is like $8 a month, I think.
I mean, it's kind of like that Guitar Hero. I mean, they just fizzled that shit out. And I think the problem is they just assume they have a built-in audience that will never go away. And so they just find ways to fuck people. And I mean, like that Guitar Hero, that was the biggest thing in the world for like 8 months. But then, like, you know, they're like, oh my God, we are going to fucking make Guitar Hero... Van Halen, and everybody will buy it because they have to have all the Guitar Heroes. Nobody wants to play fucking Van Halen songs. They had to give that away. And that was when it all started to go downhill. They're like, well, maybe this isn't so great. Maybe we should go outside and play.
And Dan has a point. It's like lending your car to someone and getting a bill from Ford. Except for it's a little bit worse than that. Let's say that you want your friend to drive your car. Like, your friend comes over, or you go over to your friend's house and like, hey, dude, check out my new car. Your friend goes, oh, that's awesome. Can I test drive it a little bit? You say, yeah, sure. Hold on. You get in the passenger seat. Your friend gets in the driver's seat. And you have to enter in a Ford code and log into your Ford account in order for your friend not to have to pay $25 to... fucking drive your goddamn car.
And by then, you might as well just drive home drunk. Let's be honest.
Exactly. Just get drunk, piss your fucking seats.
But I mean, what happens to like Gamefly and like Redbox and like people that rent games? You can't rent games anymore, can you?
They don't rent PC games right now, do they?
No.
For that reason.
And
those companies might go out of business.
I mean, the casual gamer... Or, you know, you have a kid over or something and you want to go get a fucking kid game because all you have is, you know, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, and Mortal Kombat. And I mean, like, you have to go buy a $70 game to entertain somebody on a system you already paid $600 for?
Yep.
That sucks.
And also...
And they can't even bring over their own game.
No, because then they have to log into their account to play it. They also come with a Kinect. A Kinect is basically a camera that is always on and a microphone that is always on and pointed at your living room.
That doesn't sound like it could be exploited and awful at all.
No. And if you don't have that Kinect hooked up to your Xbox now, you can't use your Xbox. And that fucker has to be on if your Xbox is on. And then we come into the shit where the... We just had a big fucking storm here.
So, like, it now has Blu-ray capabilities. You're watching a Blu-ray movie and your Kinect's on pointing at it at you?
Yeah,
What if it's Blu-ray pornography?
Guess what? You got a camera pointed at
you. What if you're just jacking your meat?
Then somebody might be able to look at you jacking your meat.
I don't like that.
Or listening to you. Like, let's say you put a piece of, like...
They have Blu-ray pornography, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
I don't have any.
Well, nobody buys porn anymore, so...
No, you just steal it off the internet.
Yeah, play it on your Xbox.
Right.
So, also, we just had a big storm come through here. A whole bunch of people's power got knocked out, but a bunch of people also had their cable knocked out. They can't really test to see who's affected by this until they get power on to everybody. So all these people, I've seen charter trucks going about the damn neighborhoods trying to fix everybody's cable. If your Xbox can't ping home every 24 hours, it bricks itself until it can. So if you
so that's
lose
so
your
they
internet,
can check and make sure you're not doing anything shady on it?
Yep. Wow. So if your Xbox can't dial home every 24 hours, you have a $600 brick sitting in your living room.
Seems like that's something that you could probably mod pretty quick. Don't you think that they will figure out a way to get around that?
Oh, they probably will. But then if you have a modded Xbox, they're going to ban you from Xbox Live.
They're
going to ban your shit. You're not going to be able to use that for multiplayer games, for Xbox arcade games where you can download games.
So was this press conference more like a lecture? I mean, it sounds like they're not talking about any of the cool stuff it does. It seems like they're all like, oh, wow. And by the way, when you buy this thing, we're not going to let you do this. We're not going to let you do this. We're not going to let you do this.
Oh, no, that wasn't a part of the press release. That was eventually gotten out of executives in interviews later on because there were rumors going around that this shit was coming down the pipe. So they did their conference about how, oh, well, this is a TV entertainment system and had fuck all to do with games. Didn't release enough shit about games. They should have. The Xbox is a gaming system. I get people want it for like a DVR, or they want to hook it up to their cable television and all this other stupid shit. It's a fucking gaming console. That's why it exists. A Roku box is $60 and it does pretty much the exact same goddamn thing, only nobody will pay. Nobody wants a $600 Roku box. They want it for the damn video games. And that's what supposedly E3 is going to be about. And they're going to supposedly clarify all of this horse shit.
So you've been Mr. Xbox all this time. Are you converted?
I will probably, if all of this shit goes live, if that, especially that pinging home every 24 hours, if they're going to dictate to me how I use my goddamn $600 fucking brick, then no, I'm not going to fucking buy it. I have enough shit in my life that tells me what to do and how I can use it. I don't need it from my goddamn Nintendo. I have video games that tell me how I can play them, and I pay for them monthly.
Stay tuned to Napierisms on Twitter for that line. That'll be showing up shortly.
That is fucking horseshit. These overprivileged babies that make video games expect a dollar every time somebody plays their fucking game.
They're getting away from making games to enjoy. And it can't be that big of a problem pirating Xbox and PlayStation games. Because if it was that easy, I would have figured out how to do it by now.
It's not exactly hard.
It's not hard, but, I mean, for the casual person, they're not going to do it.
No, it's too much.
They're
going to
buy their
work.
Stupid games. It's a lot of work. It's a pain in the ass. You might fuck up your shit, modding it.
Yeah, if Xbox catches you doing that shit, you're gone.
Yeah, I mean, so there already are systems in place to prevent you from doing it. The people that are going to do it are probably going to find a way around the shit they have anyway.
Exactly.
The really advanced shady motherfuckers that figure out how to do this shit are going to find out a way to do it. There will be shit up on the Googles in a couple of days.
Yep.
And then all you're doing is fucking the honest people that wanted to buy your product and enjoy it.
Well, it's not necessarily about piracy. They could give half a fuck about piracy. Because like you said,
they want to do away with the GameStops.
They want to do away with GameStop.
They want you to buy the game new. And you know what? Honestly, GameStop's a crock of shit anyway, because if you wait on a game a couple of months, it's down to $30 anyway.
Yep.
I mean, you get all the people that go buy it the first week it comes out, then you keep it around at the $60, $70, whatever, but eventually it goes greatest hits and you can buy it for $20.
Exactly. And to blame GameStop on this is pointing the finger at the wrong goddamn people. When I buy something from somebody, a video game, a fucking CD. I don't give a shit what it is. If I buy it, that means me and that person's, like, our interaction is done.
Do you see why? Do you see how passionate Dan Furnacase is on this subject in the chat room?
He should be. This is fucking horseshit.
He's very passionate.
I buy used games. I don't sell my games. I'm not going to make a penny off of any of this shit. I want to play my games how I want to play them. And I also want to be able to buy used games. And I don't want to give the publisher a fucking cent. Somebody else already gave them their fucking money. Why do I have to give them money for something somebody else already fucking bought? That's stupid. That's like Ford charging you money.
But I mean, you bought it. It's yours to do what you want with it.
Not according to them. According to them, let's say I buy a game. I take it over to your house. You play the game with me, or you play it on your own. You give it back later. According to them, they see that two people have played their game, but only one person gave them their $60. So therefore, they only really made $30 because two people played it, but they only got $60. That is complete horseshit.
I feel like we're doing the wrong show.
Why? Why are we doing the wrong
show? I don't
know.
It seems like we wasted a lot of time on techie shit, like we're nerdgasm.
No, but we have
nerdgasm opinion. Only we say pussy farts.
And cock slave.
Cock slave? What's a cock slave?
A slave to the cock.
Oh, that makes sense. I do have Ask Dr. Napier questions.
Excellent. But we're gamers. We can talk about this shit.
I'm not a gamer. I haven't fucking turned on my PlayStation in 6 months. My PlayStation would not work because I have not turned it on in 6 months to ping home. It's time for
Before we do that, you lived at a goddamn what was that, a condo?
A condo, I guess.
You lived at a condo with four other dudes. We used to play Halo with like 12 to 14 people a night every fucking night for a year.
Right.
How can you say you're not a gamer?
Because that was the thing that we were all doing. But I mean, like, when I'm home by myself, I don't play video games.
You just told me you played that faggot game.
The one on my phone when I'm at work.
That's a game.
That's not a video game, is it?
Yes.
It's on my phone. It's
a video game.
Okay. Yeah, I play that gay game with the candy.
You play the game with the candy.
I do.
You're a gamer. Do you play the Facebook games?
No.
Do you play the Android games?
No, I play that candy game.
Well,
sometimes
that's an Android
I play
game.
Tetris.
So you're a gamer.
Okay.
Embrace it.
Ask Dr. Napier. Drunk said he's going to be late. He's already 20 minutes late. He might as well stay home, right?
No, he'll come when he gets time.
Well, he better, because I got a lot of stuff for Drunk. He wasn't here last week.
We should stop planning things around Drunk.
I know. We need to stop planning stuff around Drunk.
I think we should stop planning things.
You're going to have to start doing... Okay, question one from Indio Techno. Did you graduate summa cum laude? See what he did there? You get it?
I get it.
Okay.
Teehee.
Go ahead.
I don't know the Greek alphabet, or else I would make a joke.
Question two from Maddie Leroy Lilo Leboigan. How do you get rid of ball rash?
Stop fiddling with your nuts. Start using some talcum powder. Baby powder on them.
Ball, though, right? It's more like
it's the sack
rubbing against the legs and like the where the legs meet the.
No, there is ball rash. I mean, you can get testicle like sack rash.
You ever? I don't think I've ever gotten that. I've had like a rash from too much rubbing.
Oh,
now
the thigh rash.
Now that I'm kind of a fat fella.
Well,
I get it kind of, you know, sometimes in the middle of my thighs.
Well, so that can happen to your testicle sack, too.
But then you'd get the gold bond, the powder.
Yeah, you use the powder.
Clears that shit right up, yo.
Clears it right up.
Never had a rash on my balls, though.
It can happen, yeah.
Yeah. Same thing, though, probably, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing for most groin rashes. Keep it dry, use talcum powder, wash your shit if you're not washing your shit.
Question three from good friend B. Perry from Unfit for FM on Sundays, I believe. Sundays, last night. I say I believe like I don't actually know. Sundays, I was there. It was on Sunday. When dealing with an erection while on the operating table, what is the best way to get the hot Latina nurse to notice it?
I would suggest wiggling it around a bit.
See, that started off like, you know, he wanted to hide his erection, but then he made it clear in the second half of the question that he actually wanted her to notice it.
It's going to be hard not, you know, for her to notice it. I would suggest wiggling it around that way. If she has, like, Tyrannosaurus vision, she can't see if it's not moving. Just wiggle it around like a tasty lamb.
Sometimes when I got a erection that I want to be noticed, I do like the, you know, you kind of...
Oh, you could springboard it.
Yeah, you kind of springboard it a little bit just to kind of give it a little wave, just so that there's movement.
You could slap it up against your thighs. That's what I like to do. You go whap, 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 just over and over again.
Yeah, you wiggle it around so that there's movement, because their eyes will gravitate to the movement.
Exactly. Or, you know, you can punch it around for a little bit, like those clown punching bags used to have as, like, a kid. Do you remember those?
Yes.
Used to punch the clown.
They had, like, the sand in the bottom.
Yeah,
so you punched it, and it would come back up.
Yeah, just flop that little bastard right onto your belly.
Right. That was all the questions.
Oh, well, that wasn't a lot of questions.
I know. I didn't think about it until late.
Well, that's okay.
I've been playing a lot of Candy Crush.
Do you masturbate to Candy Crush?
I do not.
Do you masturbate while playing Candy Crush? Not necessarily to it. I understand that, you know, you have lines that you won't cross. But have you ever been jerking off and then like, oh shit, my heart's ready. I better get on this.
There's a DJ named Mr. C, who was recently at the latest Summer Jam concert, and he did a tribute to the Oklahoma tornado victims, where he played a song called R.I.P. by an artist known as Young Jeezy, and he dedicated it to the Oklahoma people that were affected by the tornado. And it was a good sentiment. I think he had good intentions. However, the song had questionable content and wasn't really meant as like an homage to deceased people. And
what
so
was it an homage
people
to?
Are really angry at DJ Mr. C for what he, the song read that, that's the chorus.
R.I.P. We just killed the club. Drunk patron out the bottle.
Drink patron.
Oh, bink,
drunk patron.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Out the bottle. Almost killed a thug. When I'm so high, I can feel the drugs. Too many haters in here. Here. I don't feel the love.
So, yes, it's about killing a club with your partying. You partied so hard that you killed a club.
And produced a tornado.
Right. And so that has nothing to do with deceased people, obviously. And you know, I'm gonna come to the defense of DJ Mr. C. Because, you know, like, I don't think that he had bad intentions. I think that he was trying to, you know, do the right thing. He's just kind of a dummy.
How did he not know the lyrics to the song that he was doing?
He did something stupid. R.I.P. is the name of the song. So, you know, he was trying to, you know, do a loving tribute. He just fucked up because he didn't know what he was playing.
Which or he had a massive learning disability.
Stupid, but I don't think he had bad intentions. And so, to prove it, and don't you dare laugh at this because it's not funny. I'm trying to prove a point that there are way worse songs you can play. Fuck! my cat is knocking over all of our equipment. What?
That was a speaker. That was a speaker.
A speaker, yeah. So that speaker's down.
Yeah, that's man down. I'm going to give a shout out to Dan Furnicase, Anchor A Babcock, Crazy Jaybird, Amanda. Gonna give a shout out to Crazy J. And Opie's V. And it's all about something that I can't see. I don't know. I can't. I'm actually being serious. I can't see. It's all about something. It cuts it off in the chat.
It's all about me.
Oh, I can't see that.
They are on Saturdays at like noon, I think.
Oh, I'm not getting up for that.
I'm at work, so it works out perfectly for me because I'm just sitting there.
I'm probably still drunk from the night before, so.
Yeah. So what was I talking about?
You were talking about.
Oh, that's right. There are 5 songs way worse. Way, way worse to tribute tornado victims. Wrecker. That's the twist would be bad play for tornado victims. You Spin Me Round by Dead or Alive would be awful to play. This isn't funny. This is I'm making a point that none of these are good songs. Much worse than R.I.P. the Club, whatever.
I don't know. It's
no, they're way worse. They're way worse. My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. There's no symbolism there. I just thought it would be a really shitty song.
Anybody?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not a good idea. And I just. Yeah, I'm done with this bit. But,
okay.
I just wanted to point out that there are worse songs to play. So that's not funny. I'm just making a point.
I don't know. That's pretty bad.
It is. I feel bad about it.
No, I meant the what the DJ played.
You think?
Oh, Dust in the Wind. I don't know. Some people might be sentimental to that song. People might actually enjoy that song.
So yeah, shout out to our buddy Crazy Jay. Crazy Jay is a good guy. I had some friends in Vegas this past weekend, and I texted Crazy Jay, and he hooked him up. So, and like that's nice of him to do, and it's great, and they were very appreciative and stuff. But the really important part of that story is that like I was able to say, I have a guy.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you know that cool thing where like you know, oh, you're in Vegas. Well, I have a guy. You know what I mean? I've waited my whole life to be able to say that. And like, you know, I was the guy who had connections.
Well,
we've been doing this stupid show all these years, and finally I got a guy out of it.
Yeah, and
you know what I'm saying? I have a guy.
Yeah, but you weren't invited to Vegas. You could have actually gone to Vegas.
Yeah, but I impressed the shit out of my friends. They were so impressed by me.
Well, that is awesome. Don't get me wrong. I would love to be able to say that too, but they didn't invite you. Shouldn't have used your.
Oh yeah, that's right.
For them.
One of my best friends went and got married in Vegas. Didn't even know about it. Found out about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to break,
and I'm having a cigarette,
and I am going to play some Candy Crush.
Candy Crush in the
Hi,
club.
Hi, this is Tara with the Chicken Dick Podcast. Find us here on Radio FUBAR, Saturdays at 7 o'clock Central Time. Now check out this clip.
So, a prison, and Uriah is going to help me with the music, because it's kind of funny. I can't read it. You got to start over. I can't fucking read it. You got to start it over. There's a glare.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Are you retarded?
Could you suck anymore? Are you the president of Congo? Here we
go. I'm his son.
Here's a song about prison. You've got your dick in me. You've got your dick in me. You kicked my ass till I'd give you a head. Then you made me spoon in your cold-ass bed. If people wonder why my face turned red, it's 'cause you got your dick in me. Yeah, you've got your dick in me. It's okay, because it's payback time, bitch. You've got an STD. You've got an STD. It's my surprise I give to you. You should have listened when I said hell no to screw. You're getting AIDS from packing in my poo, cause you've got an STD. You've got an STD. Some folks in this prison might be a little bit smarter than I am. Bigger, stronger too. That's why you chose to prison rape me. It's no homo, cause I won't go, bro. And as the years go by, boy, eventually you're gonna die. You'll pay for stretching my starfish wide. You've got your dick in me. You've got your dick in me. Yeah. And you've got an STD. I hope you enjoyed that. That's my happy song about prison. You've got your dick in me. And I hope I've ruined that song for everybody.
I kind of want to go watch Toy Story now.
That would give a whole new meaning to Buzz and Woody.
And that was John with You've Got a Dick in Me. And much like that, our episodes are very similar to prison rape. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Google Plus.
What about Twitter, dumb shit?
That too.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, please dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
We're joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitter.
Special guest.
Drunkard Special STL. Guest host this week.
At Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I whine or bitch about anything podcast related, I usually whine or bitch to Dan Furnacase.
Yes, sir.
He's kind of like my podcast sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I talk about, you know, something that's bothering me or whatever, his first question is drunk okay?
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
He's very worried about your well-being. I think Dan loves you.
The feeling
Dan's
is mutual.
I don't think he loves him. I think he loves the idea of him.
Of the drunk character.
Of the drunk character that is drunk.
So you were off last week.
I was. I've been busy as fuck the last 2 weeks.
Man. Yeah?
Yeah.
But, so you came back with a bunch of, like, stuff, right? That you want to get to?
Sure.
What's on your... Oh, get it off your chest. What's on your mind, big guy?
Nothing.
That's our new segment, What's on Your Mind?
I don't want to become angry radio guy right now. I'm just trying
I was already angry radio guy. Let's do two versions of angry radio guy. What are you angry about? This is a healthy place. You can let it all out.
I worked like 13 hours yesterday, right? And I wouldn't have had to work 13 hours yesterday.
Poor guy.
If it wasn't for this stupid ass contractor we have at work who can't get their fucking heads out of their asses. So I came in early today. That way I knew I would be able to leave early today so I could make it to this podcast on time. What happens? One of my fucking employees can't get their fucking heads out of their ass. So therefore, puts me behind the eight ball, gets me out of work late. I come here, try to come here. I'm rolling down fucking Mo Bottom Road.
Drunk's kind of intimidating when he's mad.
It's fucking closed because it's goddamn flooded. So I have to turn around, pretty much go to where I came from, get on the fucking highway to
Napier,
get here.
Napier, will you rub Drunk's shoulders or something? He's getting all red. It's freaking me out.
I didn't want to be angry radio guy.
You can be who you are here.
You guys forced it upon me.
You can be who you are here.
This is a safe place.
This is a place for healing.
And goddamn it, Tiny Odd Conversations Win Drunkards Podcast. Cage match.
What about the builder? What the fuck, Drunk? I was going to kill like 5 minutes with that.
Now you can complain about it for 5 minutes.
They made me laugh out loud.
So Tiny Odd Conversations did?
Yeah.
You like Tiny Odd Conversations?
Beaver Exhibits was good too, but Tiny Odd Conversations was better this particular week.
What did you like about them?
I don't know. They were saying some funny stories and stuff. It was 3 days ago when I listened to it.
You know, I listened to the Tiny Odd Conversations for a while.
Yeah.
And, like, I found out later they had an episode where he said who his dad is. I don't know. He did an episode about it, so I assume. His dad is the guy that's in all those Adam Sandler movies. The guy with the...
Steve
he was on.
Buscemi?
He was the guy that worked in the hardware store on Home Improvement. The guy that kind of sounds like you. The guy in the Adam Sandler movies. That,
we live up by another. We live up by
smoker voice.
Henry Winkler?
No, not Henry Winkler. The Fonz?
Yeah.
No, his dad isn't the Fonz. It's the guy. The... He was like the retarded janitor in Waterboy.
We live up by another.
Oh, the dude that's in Joe Dirt? He's like...
Farmer Fran! He's Farmer Fran. Yeah, Tiny Odd Conversations guy's dad is Farmer Fran. So there's a little fun fucking fact for you.
I'm about to...
We live up by another.
Farmer Fran.
Oh, we'll wait. We'll wait. No. If you want to IMDb it, you go ahead. We'll just wait for you.
I'm pretty sure Farmer Fran isn't going to come up on IMDb. So
the character might.
Yeah. So
yeah, he's in Joe Dirt. This guy.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's Tiny Odd Conversations guy's dad.
Crazy.
I was actually quite impressed at how quickly you picked that. Yeah, I guess because you were under pressure.
What are you talking about?
I had a woman come in today and use Dale Earnhardt as an adjective to describe something of quality.
Can you put it in a sentence?
She said, oh, you know, that stuff was real Dale Earnhardt.
Like... I would assume that she was talking about like a piece of him.
As in that's like the bee's knees or something?
Yes, yes. To say something is Dale Earnhardt is to say that it is quality. It's good stuff. Because I asked her for clarification, what do you mean these things are Dale Earnhardt? And she said that means it's quality.
I did not know that.
Back when Obama won his first term.
See, usually we steal the slang from the blacks.
Yeah.
But there's no way this came from the blacks.
No. But they used
no way.
They used something similar, or that they at least did at one time. When I was working in wherever I worked in 2008, these group of people kept saying things were Obama. Like, that song was so Obama, or...
Oh, dang.
Or that sandwich was so Obama. They would use it for every little fucking thing. I didn't understand it.
Does that mean America has gotten freed?
No, it's Obama.
So that's freedom.
No, it's Obama.
Power to the people. We did it. Change.
The whites are making slang now. We're bringing it back. This is exciting. I was so goddamn excited when she told me. And I mean, like, I'm really bringing it to the world because this might just be something that she's just using amongst her friends and trying to make big. And
yeah,
I mean,
but,
I just brought it to like 7 more people.
Yeah, but that seems kind of, you know, white trashy,
like nationwide. So now to call something
and
very
in,
Dale
and in
Earnhardt,
Malaysia, we're big there.
We are. We're huge in Malaysia. We're like the biggest podcast in Malaysia.
Yeah, so they're gonna be saying that all the time now.
Right.
Except they won't. They're not going to pronounce it right, and it's just going to sound off on me.
Oh, Dale Earnhardt. That is very Dale Earnhardt.
So
I don't think they talk like that.
I'm pretty excited to announce the winner of the WFOD Fantasy Hollywood Fantasy League.
Here we go.
So I should just go from like last place to first place, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's how you typically do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
With,
I think that's how the second round of things should go too.
And I mean, if you know anything about me and this show, you know that if I'm excited to tell you the winner of something, there's only one person who could have possibly
right,
won.
Because you wouldn't be excited to say the winner if it was me or Paul or Napes for that matter.
Right. No, none of you won.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do the whole build up anyway.
Sure.
So you liked the beaver exhibit?
Yeah, they weren't bad.
My assessment from 2 weeks ago, would you agree?
What was your assessment? I done forgot.
I don't really want to remind you.
Okay, remind me afterwards.
Okay, so you don't know if you agree?
Possibly.
But it was humorous? It did make you laugh?
Yeah.
Did you notice any similarities to any other shows?
Perhaps.
Okay, moving on. In last place, with 53 total points for all three of his movies, Paul... Epic finished with 34 points. Pain and Gain finished with 15, and Big Wedding with 4.
What was Big Wedding again?
Big Wedding had Robert De Niro in it, and it was about a wedding. I don't know anything about it. It didn't do very well.
So you didn't see it?
No, I did not.
Did you see all three of your movies?
Apparently, no one else did. Finishing in third place with 88 total points.
Woo, woo.
I will tell you that your first round pick had 49 points and almost beat Paul's three movies.
Yes.
Gatsby had 49, Oblivion had 35, and Peoples had 4 points.
4 points.
Finishing in second place.
Crashing and burning in the box office. I thought they were all going to come out for it.
Them.
Yes.
Finishing in second place.
You can't pander to them. You can't pander that
bullshit. My lovely co-host, Mike Napier. Star Trek had 127 points. Evil Dead had 24. And 42 had 33 for a grand total of 184 points.
Respectable, yeah.
And finishing in first.
Dun, dun, dun.
Doubling any two people. Any two people wouldn't have beat me. Me, I'm the winner, with 307 points. Iron Man had 177 points. Hangover 3 had 26 points. And Fast and the Furious had 104 points.
I think I need to take
actually,
this to,
just so that you know, the only person that would have beat me, even if I deleted Iron Man, was Napier.
Yeah.
So if you take out Iron Man, I still would have beat two of you. So you can't be all like, oh, first pick. Because I'd have beat you even if I only had my second and third picks.
Yeah.
So pin a rose on my goddamn nose.
I think I need to take this to a third-party person to check your math.
Oh, you you think I doctored it for the sake of this silly contest? So... Because you
hate to lose. You can't lose.
No.
Especially something you came up with.
I can't and I won't. and so I was thinking that I was planning to do the next round tonight, and Paul isn't here, so I thought that maybe somebody in the chat room could like volunteer to beat Paul, to draft for Paul. I already posted all of the movies that come out in June and July. Just to let you know what the contest is, you draft three movies. It's like a fantasy baseball draft. You draft three movies from the list. It will be a snake draft. And it is a combination of their box office score for the first 2 weeks multiplied by their Metacritic score. So if they have a 30% Metacritic score and made $88 million, like The Hangover 3, it finishes with 26 points. So, okay, Amanda just put up something. So Amanda has officially volunteered to be Paul.
So are we going to do the backward snake, worst to first?
Is that how you want to do it?
Yep.
Okay, but I also invited Dan Fernicase to join our league.
this year. Just to give me some kind of competition, because you guys, I mean,
so now we got to do random.
You're really bad at this. So, you know what? Because Dan's the new guy, we'll give him the first pick.
Then worst to first.
Then worst to first. So I will
pick. So I get to go dead in the middle again.
I will pick last in this. So once Dan calls in, he gets the first overall pick of the
Dan, draft. Do you need the number, buddy?
I'm picking last. This makes me nervous. Dan doesn't need the number. I'll call Dan. Okay, so Amanda, you will be picking after Dan because Paul finished dead last. Dan Furnicase.
Hello.
Hello. You have the first overall selection.
Am I in the wheelbarrow?
You are in the wheelbarrow. So you had a chance to look over the list, correct?
I did, and I just want to say before we get to it, I'm really torn between like the movies that I want to watch and like. And then the even if I think that they will probably suck it up making money, there are a lot of films on here that I really want to watch and like.
Did you watch any of the movies from
you're
the
You're torn
year?
On whether or not you want to use your brain or your heart.
Yeah, exactly. That's always my dilemma.
Did you watch any of the movies from
Dan,
the last
I didn't have you on, so say all of that again.
Oh, I'm kidding. I was just saying I'm very torn this isn't I like this because it's not rehearsed at all. I was torn between you using my movies I want to enjoy and then movies that I think will suck even if I want to watch it.
Okay.
That was worth repeating, by the way.
It was good.
So it was even better the second time.
So did you watch any of the movies from the last go around, Dan?
Yeah, I watched Star Trek and I watched Iron Man 3.
I have not seen Star Trek yet.
I have not seen Star Trek either.
Oh, it was your pick, you idiot! That was easy money!
Mike, did
no
you
watch
you your three movies just to add to the...
I've seen two of the three. One Star of them Trek I stole was, off the internet, though, so it barely counts.
Star Trek was really good, but it wasn't because it was a Star Trek movie. It was kind of just like a really big action movie with Star Trek pasted on
so
top.
So stuff exploded and it was fun.
Yeah, I loved it, but it wasn't because it was Star Trek.
So did you watch any of our movies, or did you keep the man down and not purchase a ticket to the
movie? I did not see any of your movies, but I did see two of mine. So maybe I voted with my heart and my brain, my big, giant brain.
Or maybe you're just a lemming like the rest of the society.
Dan, with the first selection... In the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy Draft 2, what do you select?
And I just want to make sure because I was trying to get Skype to work. We're going worst to first. Like, we're picking the one we think is going to be the worst movie
first.
No.
You're picking the movie that you think will do the best in this contest.
And then from last session, we go worst to first. Paul finished with the least
amount of points, so he picks second. We're letting you go first because you're new.
Okay. The movie I know it's a lot of these movies are gonna suck, but they'll still make a shitload of money. But I think this one's going to make a shitload of money and also get at least decent reviews. And that is Monsters U. I am picking Monsters U in the first round.
Ooh. Yeah, nobody shits on Pixar movies, do they?
No, even the bad ones like what was it like Cars 2 or something? It's got a pretty decent. I mean, and it's going to make so much money that if it even if it gets like a 30% Metacritic rating, it's still going to be like 400 points.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
I like it.
Okay, Amanda is acting as Paul in the chat room. Amanda as Paul. Maybe we should just make Amanda Amanda. Fuck Paul. If he wanted to be in it, he should have been here, right?
Well, that's not his fault.
Amanda picks Paul and Amanda. There we go.
Paul Manta.
World War Z as the second overall selection. World War Z. So, Drunk, you are up. I will scroll up so that you can see.
I think that I am going to opt Man of Steel.
Drunk with the Man of Steel. That's a good pick, probably. Yeah,
that's a good choice.
I mean, it could be terrible.
It could be.
But see, the reason I didn't pick Man of Steel is because Zack Snyder's last two movies have both been pretty big bombs.
Oh, did you see that Sucker Punch?
I did watch it.
That was awful.
Yeah.
I actually bought it before I watched it because I thought it was going to be really awesome.
Yeah.
Man, was that a piece of shit.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it looked cool.
Yeah.
But it just had the loosest essence of a plot. Like, nothing, none of it made, like, why did they have to find the fire? There was never an explanation. It's like, you got to find a cigarette lighter. It's cool.
It was really just kind of like a, hey, I want to make some really cool action scenes, but I have no real reason for any of it to actually happen.
Yeah. There was barely a plot there.
Oh, dream sequences. Napier, you're up.
I will pick.
Wasn't it all about rape?
Some of it.
But like, they were blocking out being raped?
Yeah, that was like their they have that customer that came to the asylum and he got like pick of the women to have his way with.
Huh.
It was a new twist on rape.
Napier. What
Wolverine
is your
selection?
Fuck.
Wolverine is Napier's selection. Wolverine. Okay, so Man of Steel out. Wolverine out. My first selection. There's two that I'm really looking at here. It's Dan's thing. It's the head or the heart.
That's the Wolverine for me, because I want to love that movie.
But it's going to be bad.
The first one was awful.
It was really, really bad.
And that's coming from a guy who wants to get a Wolverine tattoo. Like, I would just get Wolverine's entire uniform tattooed on my entire body.
That would be kind of fun.
I would, would get fucking sink written on my penis.
Okay, I am going to kind of go with Dan's strategy here. And I am going to go with Despicable Me 2. Because that's, it's a kid's choice. Movie, and kid's movies make lots of money. And sequels do well, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to shit on Despicable Me, right? Wait!
Cynical fuck.
It's a snake draft. I go next.
You go next, too.
So I get both of the ones I want.
Yep.
I get Pacific Rim also.
Oh, fuck. You son of a...
Ha! I sense... Repeat... Okay. Napier, you're up.
Oh.
I'm sure this is incredibly entertaining.
Hugely.
By the way, Pacific Rim has the easiest one for a porn parody title out of this whole list.
Oh, easily.
You've seen the preview for that, right?
Oh, yeah, it looks great.
That's just Power Rangers, right? It's Power Rangers.
No.
It's like Evangelion kind of.
Yeah, but you have to have two pilots or something. That's...
And then I guarantee the only reason for the you have to have two pilots thing is so that there could be some kind of love story involved and the two pilots can fuck.
Yes, exactly.
So it's Power Rangers only, the two pilots can fuck.
No, it's Evangelion.
Napier, what is your second pick?
Fuck me.
Yes, please.
I'll go with Red 2.
Red 2?
Gonna have to go with Red 2.
Okay.
Smurfs was a fucking... bomb of a fuck.
Red 2. Drunk, your next selection.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Has that Will Smith movie come out already?
Oh yeah, actually I was going to talk about that. But yeah, it did come out. It came out like the last day of the month. And actually that wasn't on our list. I think they snuck it in there. Did you know that was a M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong movie?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really tell you that. I think they're trying to keep that a secret.
Yeah.
His name was not involved in any of the pre-release footage. None of the trailers. Nothing. They did a really good job of keeping him secret.
if you're to a point where you're trying to keep the director secret, maybe you shouldn't give him money anymore.
So maybe don't have him direct the movie.
Yeah, maybe give somebody else a chance. I mean, sometimes good things happen when you give, you know, the young, hungry filmmaker a chance.
And sometimes they fuck it up and blow all your money.
But, I mean, let's be honest. When was the last time M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong gave somebody a return on their investment? It's been a while.
That guy has gotten more goodwill, like, second chances than I think any other director.
So, at this point, I don't know too much more of these movies. I guess I'll go...
Well, ask me a question if you'd like. I know what most of them are.
What is this Bling Ring about?
Oh, I have no idea what that is. I think it's a chick flick.
Okay, what about this Vehicle 19?
That has Ryan Reynolds in it. That's the only thing I know about it.
No, Vehicle 19 is Paul Walker.
Oh, Paul Walker. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Paul Walker. It has Vehicle in the title, too. Is it about what I think it is?
So is it Fast and the Furious 7?
Dan...
It seems like Fast and the Furious 6.5. I just looked it up. That's why I.
Okay.
That's why I knew.
Well, I guess I'll go with the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger for Drunk.
Damn it! That was a
Johnny Depp makes money, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know what? That movie will either do really good or really bad.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
I think it'll be huge. Because all the things I hear bad about it are the same thing everybody said about Pirates of the Caribbean before it came out too. And Pirates of the Caribbean was fucking huge.
Okay, so Amanda's up. And yeah, you know, I think that it's by the same people that did the Pirates. And, you know, I didn't see the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, but they were kind of fun. I liked them. Amanda takes Turbo. I don't even know what Turbo is.
Don't ask me.
Do you have any idea what
I'm not a movie guy. The last movie I saw was Terminator 4. That's a long
it's
time.
It's about a snail that gets super fast.
Oh, is it animated?
Yes, it's animated.
Yes, computer animated.
Oh. Okay, so the snail gets like superpowers and gets to go. That sounds fun. Yeah. I'll go see that.
I'm sure you will, sir.
All right, Dan. Sure, long time coming, but you are up.
Picks 2 and 3. What you got? Make them count.
Yeah, you get 2 picks here.
A lot of my picks went. They're gone. So I'm going to say my next pick will be, oh shit, this is rough. And this is just a sheer money. I'm going to say Grown Ups 2. Grown Ups 2 is my next pick.
Oh, I need to like copy and paste this because it's about out of the chat. Napier and Drunk are both using it out of the chat. So Napier, hit enter on that. Okay. So
you think Grown Ups 2 is going to make the money, huh?
Well, that's the thing.
One made a shitload of money.
Did it?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All Adam Sandler movies make tons of money.
But they get like 20% Metacritic scores.
That's my strategy that I shared is I'm just going for, because it's so hard to
go
like
with
some
the
movies movie. Suck and they well like this. I mean, I don't want to give anything away, but this Only God Forgives, you know, like that's the kind of movie that critics might love, but it's also the kind of movie that they might fucking hate too, you know.
And it might be in like 20 theaters and make $2,000.
So yeah.
Speaking of that, did you calculate our stinkers?
Oh yeah, I think you won that.
Nice.
But I don't think you won it. It would have given you 10% more on Peoples.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have done a whole lot for you.
Ooh baby.
You wouldn't have caught Napier. But yeah, you did win it.
Nice. I don't even remember what movie I chose.
So Dan, you have the next pick also.
Yes. Can you tell me what Redemption is? That's the one I haven't looked up. I'm sorry.
Oh fuck. What is Redemption? I don't have a clue what Redemption is.
IMDb.
Oh,
here we go.
Purge is the one with Ethan Hawke, and I will tell you that I do not like Ethan Hawke's face.
You've made this clear.
He's got a weasel face.
He does. He's got a weird face. He just looks like a dickhole.
Redemption is Jason Statham.
Statham! So it's Transporter 6.
Yeah, it's one of those, or Crank 5, or whatever.
I bet he drives a car a lot in it, and does some karate. Some white guy karate.
He wears a tie, I'm guessing, at some point. Okay, my next pick.
Oh, yeah, he's got a tie on the cover of the movie.
You know, yes. A lot of times when the broads think there's a fella that's attractive, I can kind of say, okay, I get it. But I don't get it with Statham. Statham looks like a curmudgeon.
He's homeless and on the run.
He just looks like a weirdo. He's got weird googly eyes. He kind of looks like Swamp Thing.
He's got a got a voice that doesn't match his head.
He's got like a his head is kind. He's a bald guy with like kind of like a weird shaped head.
I like his accent though.
His head is strange shaped.
Yeah, but he does look pretty tough. You know, he's got that tough look, and I think that's probably what attracts the ladies, is that he looks, you know, like a bad motherfucker.
Anchor just called me Napier.
Bling Ring has that Emma Watson in it.
Hot, very hot.
She ain't too bad.
Okay, Dan, so I get one more pick
you
here?
You get one more pick.
God. And, again, this is sheerly motivated by box office. I am going to go with, and this is a gamble, but I'm going to go with The Heat.
Fuck!
The Heat.
The Heat.
That was going to be my sleeper pick.
Which one is The Heat?
The Heat is the one with Sandra Bullock and the fat chick that's in all the movies now.
So it's supposed to be
Melissa McCarthy. She's in every fucking comedy that comes out
now.
She's
in all of them, yes.
Don't comedies don't do so well?
She is funny, though.
But here's the thing, Drunk. This is a chick movie. It's got Sandra Bullock, who always makes a shitload of money.
You know, the Red Band trailer for that, it is a chick movie. I'm sure it is. But the Red Band trailer for that actually made me kind of interested in seeing it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I haven't seen the Red Band trailer. I've only seen, like, the shitty one.
Yeah. Okay, Amanda Paul is up. Is she really Jenny McCarthy's cousin?
Who is?
Yes, she is.
Anchor Babcock just blew my goddamn mind.
Hot cousin.
Melissa McCarthy.
No.
Do you think that's just bullshit? You think he's pulling my arm? You think he's joshing me?
Maybe.
Amanda takes This Is the End with her third pick.
Doesn't that movie have everybody in it?
Yes, it does.
There's no way it will
fact,
get a good...
I'm IMDb-ing it right now, and it does.
That's going to get like a 4 on Metacritic.
Yeah, there's no way that'll get a good Metacritic score. There's no way.
And right. I don't think it'll make a lot of money either. That's
Drunk with your final selection. You want me to read off what's left?
No, I think I'll just go with Internship.
The Internship. Because Vince Vaughn has been so good lately. Napier, you have one pick left.
He's with
left.
His homeboy Owen Wilson. It can't be that bad, right?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, there's...
Didn't...
There's not too much there.
Oh, The Heat is gone.
What is R.I.P.D.?
That has Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges, and it is Men in Black, only it's dead people instead of aliens.
So but it like looks exactly movie? The same. I mean, those dead people
what?
Could
it's
be
like
aliens.
A zombie movie?
No, they're like spirits, I think.
Oh. Yeah, they're,
and,
they're demons
and Jeff
and
Bridges
ghosts.
Is basically
so
just Mr. Cogburn again.
Movies.
Yes.
Oh, no, the other one was Paul. That's right. What is White House Down?
White House Down is Magic Mike. And you know that movie that came out a few months ago that had the 300 guy in it? And, like, he was trying to save the president and people were trying to kill the president? It's that movie, only it's Magic Mike instead of 300. It's the same movie. It is. It's like, I saw the preview for it. I was like, wait, this movie just came out.
I'm going to go with R.I.P.D.
You son of a bitch. That was going to be my dark horse. Actually, no. The Heat was going to be my dark horse. But I kind of want to see that. I know it looks stupid, and I know it's just Men in Black, only with dead people, but I still kind of want to see it. Because Jeff Bridges looks like he's having fun.
Yeah, and also he's playing Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
And, you know, Ryan Reynolds is playing
so,
Will
so
Smith.
So what do you got left there, buddy?
I have the last pick.
The
movies I have on here are Purge.
What's that one?
That has Ethan Hawke the weasel face.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite.
Bling Ring, which I don't know what it is. Vehicle 19. White House Down. Redemption. Only God Forgives, and Smurfs 2.
Good luck.
So Smurfs 2 will not do good on Metacritic, but might make some money.
Yeah, so that's your choice.
No. Only God Forgives will probably get a good Metacritic score because it's the same people as Drive. And critics just, like, blew loads all over Drive.
Yeah. But it probably won't make no money.
But it might not make any money. And White House Down, that has Magic Mike in it. Magic Mike is so hot right now.
Like the actual Magic Mike?
Yeah, Magic Mike.
Like Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah. So what do I go with? Do I go with the stupid action movie that just came out 4 months ago but now has a different person in it? The one that'll do well critically but might not make money? Or the Smurfs?
The Smurfs would be an even bet. It might make a little bit money. It might do shit with Metacritic.
Well, the first one made enough money to warrant. They don't just. The thing about the animated movies, they don't just greenlight a sequel because they cost so much to make. So the first one had to have made a shitload of money to get it. Like Megamind, which I loved, not getting a sequel because it didn't make enough money.
They made 3 Alvin and the Chipmunk movies.
Yes.
That's because it kept making them money.
But those were really stupid. Did you see the Alvin and the Chipmunk movies?
No.
Okay, this is going to be what kills me. This is what's going to make or break it, but I'm going to go with Only God Forgives. And I'm going to regret it.
Ooh, yeah.
Of all those choices that are left, you think you're going to regret it?
You
should write down the extra choices and figure out their points, too. That way you know what you could have had.
Is that locked in now that he said it, guys?
Yep, locked in.
Okay. Because didn't you guys last time you picked a movie that you thought was going to do really poorly?
Yes.
Right? That was going to be my pick. Because a couple of weeks ago when the Cannes Film Festival was going on, they did the screening of that movie. And Cannes is just for film lovers and film buffs and critics and all these assholes. And people were booing it while it played. They walked out. It got shit on by every critic in the house.
Good luck, buddy.
That's why I wanted to pick it for my
show. Don't hang up on Dan Furnacase.
I hung up on Dan Furnacase!
Dan, it was lovely.
He's supposed to be my friend!
He is your friend.
He didn't protect you.
He didn't protect me! And now I got a dud!
Thank you for that.
I got a dud as my third pick!
That bit of information, Dan.
I'm done with this bullshit show!
I love it. You are the best. Around. Nothing's ever going to bring you down.
Goddamn M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. I didn't even like Drive that much. There, I said it. Thought it was kind of stupid. Damn. He just stared off into the distance.
Mike apologizes for cutting you off.
I don't apologize. I do it again. Call back so I can hang up on you again.
Don't be hateful, Mike.
So,
who's Christina Hendricks? Is she hot?
In 2 days on The Red Show, which The Red Show is on More Like Radio, they're doing like a podcast wars thing where they play clips of 2 shows and then everybody in the chat shits on the 2 shows and makes fun of their like out of context stupid clips that they pick.
Yeah.
And then eventually somebody wins from the 2 shows they play.
Are we in this?
And then if you win, you get to come back in a few weeks and they shit on you again.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And we're looking forward to winning this Wednesday. And we're counting on...
Oh, so it's going to be us.
Yeah, we're on this Wednesday. We're going to be on Podcast Wars. I did not volunteer us for Podcast Wars.
Do you know who... Nobody volunteered us for the Drunks Cage Match of Death podcast thing either.
What?
Nobody volunteered themselves for...
No. And that is the whole point. They want me to talk about it, and they want you to listen.
And you fell right into it.
What did you say the
name
is?
The Red.
The Red.
The Red.
T-H-E space R-E-D.
Right.
And it's on...
And they're going to get... they're going to play clips of our shows and shit on
us. And this could be heard live?
And it's going to be really great.
On what vehicle?
MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Right.
And it's a
and
live
so,
show.
Like I mean, more than likely... Let's see.
Do you know who our drunk opponent is?
Drunk is too close to the microphone. Let's just get it all out. Drunk is too close to the microphone. Paul is too far away from the microphone. I stutter a lot. And you say weird things
and you interrupt
randomly.
Me.
Yes, and we interrupt Napier all the time.
Our sound quality is not great.
It's better than it used to be.
Our listenership...
is the best.
Is rather small compared to some people.
Well, we're no Joe Rogan Experience, but who is?
I do have a cat. Anchor is right. I do have a cat, and my cat runs by and knocks shit over. These things happen.
So do you know who our opponent is?
It's Ralphie May. Ralphie May is our competition.
Really?
So our competition is the guy that they shit on until he got pissed off
so
at them?
So the thing is... is nobody that listens to Ralphie May is going to pay attention to this contest.
So what you're saying is we have a chance.
If me and you vote, we'll probably win. Because I don't think Ralphie May's listeners are going to vote.
How many people do these people have in their chat room?
They have a lot. So it might take a little bit more than me and you. And I'm being honest. They have quite a few listeners in there.
What time can the show be heard?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll send it to you if you care. But
if it's past 8, I might.
It's not so much this time that I'm worried about. It's next time when we're going against all the winners, because the winners are all mean to each other, and they tweet mean things to us. And I can't take criticism. I'll be really, really bummed out. If we
kinda
start
like
getting,
how your last movie sucks. Boom.
We get mean tweets about how shitty our show is. I'm not looking forward to that because I'm bad at taking criticism. I
think you have too much care in you.
I won't fight back. I'll just curl in a ball.
Fetal position?
Cry.
Naked?
You guys are going to hurt my goddamn feelings, and I hope you're happy with yourselves.
But what if they don't hurt your feelings, but they shit on everybody else? Will that hurt your feelings? What if they're like, Mike is a god, but Napier, Drunk, and Paul, psh, they suck balls?
Drunk. Did you know that Catherine Zeta-Jones has a vagina made of acid?
Really?
Yes.
It ain't Michael Douglas's throat away.
He claims he got throat cancer due to excessive cunnilingus.
Yeah?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me neither.
Excessive cunnilingus.
I'm counting on your guys' votes in this silly contest that... I guess we're going to be on...
You're just all about the contest, aren't you?
Kind of curious what clips they're going to pull. I hope they mostly feature me.
Yeah? Do you hope they choose one that's not has me in it?
You mean like Succotash?
Yeah, those motherfuckers. That's probably why I didn't vote for them. I'm still bitter.
Bitter, angry shit. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Drunk, we didn't pick your next podcast challenge.
Okay.
This is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
4 hours of power versus Chicken Dick.
Chick and Dick. All right.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So? What'll I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell the truth. Even when I lie.
Despite the diverse range of personalities here on Radio FUBA, sometimes our topics overlap. Uniformed opinions.
They're going to implant the first artificial hand that has tactile feedback, meaning if they connect it to your nerve endings, it can feel. It has, like, it's pressure sensitive.
I can jerk off again.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you could do it now, but you'd be less likely to crush your dick.
Crush your dick.
With your bionic arm. Yeah, you know, you got to squeeze it like a fucking banana. It just comes shooting out the top.
I almost ruined a $200 microphone because I was taking a sip of soda when you said that.
Squeeze it like a tub of toothpaste.
Explain that to the 911 operator.
Middle-aged children.
You know, get everything set up, get my footstool and my blankie and get ready to tug one out. And then,
footstool?
Yeah, you've got to be comfortable.
You got to arch. I can't arch without my footstool.
Arches.
Yeah, you don't arch?
Like,
show us, man.
Like, I arch. You gotta, like...
Like it.
Chick. In. Dick.
You've worked in a nursing home. Did you ever see old men masturbating?
I didn't because I didn't go into their rooms, but my sister did.
Did she stop and watch them finish?
No. She got the fuck out of there. Grossed her out.
What? Did it gross her out because they were masturbating or because they were old?
Probably both.
A wheelbarrow full of dicks.
If you beat off in the bathtub, do you finish... just in the water and then just lay in it?
It globs. Most of the time I try to skip it like rocks. I try at least get 3 skips out of it.
Unfit for FM.
Like, there's Grandpa again, jerking it and eating funnel cake. Can't stop him. We don't just join in. Yeah. Gather around Grandpa as he jerks it and eats funnel cake.
The hard part was that, you know...
prying the funnel cake out of his hand. Is that still good?
You know, powdered sugar all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Powdered sugar and semen. Uh-huh. It's a mess.
For more information on these and other shows, go to RadioFubar.com and check out the show links.